Hello, everyone.
Bonsoir, tout le monde.
Welcome back to Hope and Joy. We are so excited to be back again with a new Advent and Christmas series. Through this bedtime Bible meditation for children, we are going to think about our day and how God is in our lives.
Do not be afraid.
In Luke chapter 2, when the angel appeared to the shepherds in the field at night, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." The shepherds were afraid when the angels arrived. They did not expect that. Are you afraid sometimes? Est-ce que tu as peur des fois? What are you afraid of?
Of lions.
I'm afraid of spiders.
I'm afraid of losing my family. And sometimes I'm afraid of getting bad grades.
Monsters.
Yeah. You know, everybody is scared sometimes. Even grown-ups. Even people who don't seem like they're ever scared. Sometimes, like the shepherds, we are terrified when something unexpected happens. And sometimes when we are scared, it feels like we are in a place with no light. Especially in these past couple of years, a lot of things we didn't expect have happened, haven't they? Maybe you weren't able to visit loved ones because of COVID. Or maybe you couldn't always go to school or have a birthday party. Maybe you even lost loved ones. All that can feel sad or dark. So what do you do when you feel scared? What makes you feel better?
Praying, cuddling my stuffed animals, spraying my mom's perfume, and hugging my dad and all the people I love and being near them.
My doodles make me feel better, and me with my family also. When I'm scared, I also like to listen to God and let Him guide me.
When I'm afraid, running in my father's arms make me feel better.
My mommy, when she cuddles me.
Let's hear what the Bible says. In Isaiah 41:13, we hear, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" I want you to close your eyes. Take in a big, big breath through your nose and then sigh it out your mouth. You can even make it really noisy, like a big, sleepy yawn. Great. Now let's be very quiet, and I want you to imagine the thing that makes you feel the most safe. Maybe it's hearing a familiar prayer or song, or getting wrapped up in a big, fluffy, warm blanket. Maybe it's getting a hug, or your stuffed animal. And you can imagine God's hand reaching out and holding yours. God's beautiful light all around you, keeping you safe. Just enjoy the feeling of that peace and safety for a moment. God is our help. God is holding our hand even when we don't know it. And God gives us people to help us when we are afraid. Can you think of a time this year when you were scared and then someone helped you feel better? Remember the shepherds? They were terrified, but God's light shone around them and chased away the darkness and fear. The angel's very first message to them was, "Do not be afraid." And that is God's first message to us too. God wants us to know we do not have to be afraid, even when unexpected or difficult things happen. God will help us. So when you're afraid and feel like it's getting dark, remember that God is light, and that light is always with you, inside your heart, all around you. And this Advent, we are waiting for Jesus, God's light, to come into the world for all of us. Now it's time to say goodnight, and we are going to end, like we always do, with a prayer. Dear God, you are my light. Fill me with joy as I trust in you. Teach me to share your love, for you are my hope. Bless me with peace as I rest and be ready for a new day tomorrow. Amen.
Seigneur, toi qui donnes l'espérance, remplis-moi de joie et de ta lumière. Apprends-moi à partager ton amour et ta paix pour un nouveau jour qui se lève demain.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Bonne nuit, tout le monde.
This podcast was written and produced by Joyce Shanae and Hope Newhouse, narrated by Hope Newhouse with the help of Elle, Ella, Cassandre, and Benjamin. Music by the choirs of the American Cathedral in Paris. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.